Welcome back to After the Mishnah. Avos Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel. Shnayim sheyoshvin ve'ein b'neihem divrei Torah harei zeh moishav leitzim. Two people are sitting together, and there isn't divrei Torah between them. They're considered a moishav leitzim. The Mefarshim pick up on the language, interesting language of the Mishnah. Ve'ein b'neihem divrei Torah. It doesn't say ve'einam oiskim haTorah, that they're not working in learning. Ve'einam loinim Torah, they're not learning Torah. Two people are sitting, and there isn't divrei Torah between them. The Mefarshim say that it doesn't mean they're not learning. Each one could be learning themselves. Each one could be looking into a sefer. The reason why it says ve'ein b'neihem divrei Torah means they're not talking to each other and discussing their learning or growing together in learning. And the reason why they're called leitzim is because why are they each learning on their own? Why are they not learning together? Because each one thinks, what's my friend? What's the person who's sitting next to me? What's our hischabrus, our getting together, going to add to our learning? And that's called moishav leitzim. That's called, it doesn't mean that they are talking divrei litzanus, having a thought or thinking that connecting with the person next to you is not going to help you grow in your learning, that's considered moishav leitzim. However, the Yalkut Me'am Lawyers points out that this may not be relevant in our days. That's talking about before there was Sfarim, before Torah Shebaal Peh was committed to Sfarim, then the primary way that people were able to grow in learning was by speaking to others and figuring out and finding out what was handed down, what was nischadish by other people and given over to the next generation. Then, shnayim sheyoshvin ve'ein b'neihem divrei Torah harei zeh moishav leitzim. But today, when we have many svarim and everything is written from the Gemara and on, then it's okay if a person sits and is connected to the svarim. And we find many Rabbanim and previous Gedolei Olam of the generations throughout the many hundreds of years back learned themselves. And furthermore, it's possible that the Mishnah of Shnayim Sheyoshvin Ve'ein B'neihem Divrei Torah Harei zeh Moishav Leitzim means when a person always and only learns by themselves. However, if a person has a kfius to learn themselves, and they also learn with other people at different times, then there's no kpeda. And I'll conclude with something we've been talking about, the Midah of Hanava. When it comes to learning Torah, the Kotzker says, "Bederech Remez, Shnayim Sheyoshvin Ve'ein B'neihem." When each person sits and considers themselves an ein, a nothing, that's Divrei Torah. However, Harei Zeh, if each person considers themselves a Zeh, something special, something Chashuv, then it's Moishav Leitzim. Then they're not considered anything. And there's a story that's repeated about the wedding of the Klozmerger Rebbe, B'zivug Sheni. He had on one side Rebbe Nachum Mendel of Strupkiv sitting there, and on the second side he had the Satmar Rebbe, Rebbe Yelish of Satmar. And the Admor of Strupkiv was Mechabed, the